Be with you.
With your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and decay destroy and thieves break in and steal. But store up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroys, nor thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also your heart will be. The lamp is the body, the lamp of the body is the eye. If your eye is sound, your whole body will be filled with light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be in darkness. If the light is in darkness, how great that darkness will be." The Gospel of the Lord.
My dad's parents were farm workers. They were born in Riverside, and for most of their life, they spent their time going out to the fields and picking fruit, and that's how they tried to survive my family. And as the years went on, my grandmother didn't get past the third or fourth grade, I think. But the woman had the gift of cooking. She was a phenomenal cook, and later on in life, she started her own catering business. And other than cooking, her also greatest gift was she loved to shop. And when she died, we were like looking at the house thinking, my gosh, there's a lot of stuff in here. But as we started to go through her stuff to donate it, we noticed that a lot of the things underneath had a name of a grandchild or one of her own children. So most of the stuff that she bought wasn't for herself. She wanted to buy this stuff so that we would remember her. And to this day, I have a clock in my bedroom that every morning when I see her, it reminds me of the love my grandmother had for me. And in this gospel this morning, it's such a great reminder because our Lord is asking us, where are your treasures? And it's very easy for us, especially here in the United States, to build up items and wealth and to folk and be worried about, am I going to be able to afford something or not? But yet this gospel is a great reminder to us that the greatest treasure that we have is the unconditional generosity that our God has shown us. And because God has been so generous with us, we are called to return that generosity each and every day to those that we love, to those that we struggle to love. And when we die, my friends, in my 18 years as a priest, I've never buried somebody with more than one pair of shoes. When I die, you cannot bury me with my bobbleheads in my office, okay? But when we die, I hope we're remembered by how we lived our life as a disciple of Jesus. And I hope when people encounter us today, they'll say, I truly saw the face of Jesus in me. So our Lord is reminding us, where are your treasures in life? What is consuming your time? And I hope and pray as disciples that the answer will be, my number one priority is the salvation of my soul and eternal life in heaven. So be generous. You'll never regret that. Because it's when we're generous, we're living out the gospel.